Video game developers are tailoring their products to esports.
Esports?
Those sports for people who are professional video game competitors.
You mean like professional athletes?
Except they're not doing much that's physically, you know, athletic.
Okay.
Esports were a big topic as electronic game companies gathered here in Los Angeles for the annual video game trade show, E3. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
It was not Michael Valor's original goal to be an esports athlete. He wanted to be a Marine.
I ended up getting injured playing soccer that required a pretty extensive surgery that ended up disqualifying me from any sort of armed service requirements.
As part of his recovery, he had to ride a stationary bike for hours a day. To keep himself from getting bored, he started playing the mobile game Vainglory.
That amount of time while I was doing cardio ended up making me a really strong player, and that's how I ended up getting to where I am today.
Where Valor is today is the floor of the LA Convention Center to compete against Asian and European Vainglory teams under the name Flash X as part of Team Solomid. Valor is captain of a three-person team that's getting ready to play. Here's team member Nick Varola, also known as Cull the Meek.
Totally psyched up. You know, the event's only in a couple hours. You can feel the tension, you can feel the pressure. It's really intense.
If they win, there's a $10,000 prize. Though in the world of esports, prizes have gone above $7 million, and athletes can make money doing commercials and getting endorsements. The American team has backing from Logitech, Geico, HTC, and others. Esports teams have professional coaches, and they also have analysts who use spreadsheets. Jeff Chow is an analyst who specializes in mobile esports.
We crunch a lot of numbers. We look at what is the most effective and highest damage per second. Because the more damage per second that we can maximize and optimize for our players, the better they will be in team fights.
As Solomid waits to go on stage to play, they're still practicing, seated on couches, heads down, fingers tapping their tablet computers, more like pianists moving across the keys than athletes running around a field. Vainglory is a newer game on the competitive circuit. It only came out 2 years ago.
We were hoping that it would grow, but the rate of growth and how quickly it's grown has completely taken us by surprise.
Christian Segerstrali is the COO of Super Evil Megacorp, which makes Vainglory. Segerstrali says, like a lot of game makers these days, they designed Vainglory in the hope that it would catch on as an esport. So it has teams, and the object is to work together to destroy the enemy's base. Segerstrali says they tried to make it easy to follow for spectators.
And so we think a lot about the pacing and creating a game that's super fun to play, but also really engaging and entertaining and understandable to watch.
Vainglory is among the few mobile games to become a pro esport. Esports have been around for a while, but in the last couple of years, it's really grown. Analysts estimate a global audience of 100 million fans. Two of the biggest game makers, Activision Blizzard and Electronic Arts, have set up esports divisions. And this year, Activision said it was going to create an ESPN for esports. And an esport game can sound an awful lot like any other sport. The announcer was saying that Flash, also known as Michael Valor, was going down. But in case you were wondering, Team Solomid won its two rounds against the Chinese team. Laura Seidel, NPR News, Los Angeles.
This is Super Evil Mega Death Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.